奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord, and this morning is mercy from the Acts.
服下留情是要讲什么道理呢？
And what is the teachings behind this topic of the mercy from the Acts?
也许你们都猜到了，那就是要讲施洗约翰他所讲的道理。
I believe you have guessed that this is a topic that was spoken by John the Baptist.
请看路加福音第三章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 3.
第七节到第九节。
Verses 7 to 9. Luke chapter 3 verses 7 to 9. Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, Brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath to come. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Verse 9. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
施洗约翰对这一些信徒给了一个很严重的警告。
John the Baptist gave a very stern warning to these believers.
他说，斧子已经放在树根上。
He said that now the axe is laid to the root of the trees.
凡不结好果子的树就要砍下来丢在火里。
Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
如果你要俯下留情的话，那你就必须要结出好果子来。
If you desire to have mercy from the axe, you have to bear good fruit.
以你悔改的心相称。
And this must be in accordance to the repentance in your heart.
只是有悔改的心，那是不够的。
If you have only got a heart of repentance, that is insufficient.
你必须真正的实际上的悔改，遵行神的道理。
You must be indeed repentant and obey the teachings of God.
就像你想要减肥，但是你却不肯去运动，也不肯节食，你有什么办法能够减肥？还不是胖嘟嘟一个吗？
It's just like if you desire to lose weight but do not go on a diet to exercise, how can you ever shed a single kilogram?
犹太人有一种错误的思想。
The Jews have a misconception.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
They say to themselves that we have Abraham as our father.
我们当然是可以得救进入神的国的。
And therefore we are sure to be saved and enter into God's kingdom.
他们认为他们不会面对神的审判而灭亡。
They think that they will never have to face the judgment of God and perish.
因为如果神审判他们灭亡的话，那么神的应许就不能够实现了。
Because they say to themselves that if God is to judge them and they perish,Then God's promise would be in vain.
神说亚伯拉罕的子孙要承受神的国。
They say that didn't God say the children of Abraham will inherit God's kingdom?
如果我们这些亚伯拉罕的子孙都受审判死了，神怎么实现他的应许？
If all these descendants of Abraham are judged and perished, then how can God fulfill His promise?
但是施洗约翰告诉他们。
But John the Baptist reminded them.
你们不要自己心里这样的想。
You must not begin to say to yourselves.
我告诉你们。
For I say to you,
神能够从石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来的。
That God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
一样可以实现他的应许的。
And likewise, God can fulfill all the promises He has made.
因此，你们要实实在在的悔改，遵行神的道。
And therefore, you must indeed repent and obey the teachings of God.
斧子已经放在树根上了。
For the axe is laid to the root of the trees now.
如果你不再结好果子的话，你真的会被砍下来的。
And if you fail to bear good fruit, you will indeed be cut down.
那要结出什么果子来呢？
Then what are the fruits that they ought to bear?
我们看第十节跟十一节。
Let's look at verses 10 and 11. Verses 10 and 11. So the people said to him, saying, What shall we do then? He answered and said to them, He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none.And he who has food, let him do likewise.
从他们的问话，我们就知道他们真的知道要结出果子来了。
From the question that the people asked, we know that they desire to bear fruit.
我们当做什么呢？
And then they said, what shall we do then?
我们是不是也会这样的问？
Do we ask a similar question?
还是我们自己已经太过自信，我们是必然得救的，而从来不会去检讨自己，真的到那一天可以得救吗？
Or are we too self-confident that we will be saved so that we will never question whether we will really be saved on that day?
我们做了好多的事。
There are many things that we have done.
我们每天都那么样的忙碌。
And we are very busy with our lives.
但是我们的忙碌跟我们所做的事能够保证能够让我们将来可以得救吗？
But our business and the things that we do, can it guarantee that we can be saved in the future?
如果我们做了很多，但是结果却是被主耶稣拒绝的，那你所做的又有什么意义和价值？
What if the many things that you have done are to be rejected by the Lord Jesus? Then all the things you have done would have no value.
我们当做什么，我们才不至于被斧子砍掉？
Then, what shall we do?To avoid being cut down by the axe.
他们现在很认真来思考这个问题了。
And these people put their minds to think about this question.
约翰就告诉他们。
And then John answered.
有两件衣裳的，就分给那没有的；有食物的，也当这样行。
He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise.
这就是主耶稣所给我们的命令，要彼此相爱。
And this is a teaching from the Lord Jesus that we must love one another.
这个爱不是在言语上，而是在实际的行动上。
And this love is not by words alone, but in actual action.
当你看到人家没有衣服穿，而你有两件衣服的时候，你就分一件给那没有的。
If you see someone without any clothes to wear and you have two, why don't you give one to him who has nothing?
神叫我们彼此相爱，并不是一种唱高调，也不是故意的为难我们，做我们难做的事情。
God tells us to love one another, not because it's only a theory, or that He's asking us to do something that is impossible.
他并没有叫你把你自己的衣服脱掉给那个寒冷的穿，让你自己那边发抖。
He didn't ask you to remove your own tunic and give it to the one who is cold, so that you will be shivering yourself.
他也没有说你自己不要吃，那给人家吃，让你自己在那边挨饿，让你胃痛。
Neither did he say, if you have nothing to eat, you must still give to those who have no food, so that you will suffer yourself.
约翰也是这样说的。
And John said the same thing.
有两件衣裳的，那就分给那没有的。
He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none.
有食物的，也当这样的行。
And he who has food, let him do likewise.
能够这样的怜悯人家，帮助人家的软弱和需要，这才是一个真正的爱心。
If you show mercy and help those who are in need, then you have true love.
这种爱心的表现才是真正敬畏神的表现。
And such display of love is indeed a manifestation of the fear of God.
请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
箴言十四章二十一节。
Proverbs 14 verse 21. Proverbs 14 verse 21. He who despises his neighbor sins.But he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he.
31节
Verse 31. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy.
这两节圣经提醒我们。
These two Bible verses remind us.
如果我们能够怜悯那贫穷的人。
If we have mercy on the poor man.
这个人是有福气的。
Then this person showing the mercy is a blessed one.
反过来说，如果你是欺压这一些贫寒的，那你是辱没造他的主。
But on the other hand, if you oppress the poor, then you're actually reproaching his maker.
如果你辱没我们的主，你想该当何罪呢？
And what kind of sin can you bear if you reproach your creator?
为什么怜悯贫穷的就是尊敬主，那么欺压贫穷的就是辱没主呢？
And why do we say that those who have mercy on the poor shows respect for his maker, and those who oppress the poor reproaches his maker?
因为我们的主来到这个世上的时候，仍然乃是一个贫穷的人。
This is because when our Lord came to this world, he was a poor man.
那许多人就是因为主耶稣的贫穷而轻视他，而拒绝了他。
And many people have rejected and looked down on Jesus because of his poverty.
但是却有许多人却因此来认识了他，来敬拜他。
But at the same time, there are many who have knew him and worshipped him.
拿撒勒人耶稣的确是让我们感动到五体投地的。
And Jesus the Nazarene has indeed touched us to the limits.
他是荣耀尊贵的真神。
He is the glorious Almighty God.
但是却为了爱我们，竟然成为这样的卑微，这样的贫穷。
But for the love of his creation, he has taken on such poverty.
来传福音给贫穷的人，让这些贫穷的人能够得到真正的富足和尊贵。
So that he can preach the gospel to the poor, that these people may indeed receive glory and strength.
那我们今天又怎么能够瞧不起这些贫穷的人，甚至欺压这些贫穷的人呢？
And therefore, how can we look down upon the poor and even oppress them?
那不是等于我们看清了那个拿撒勒贫穷的耶稣吗？
Are we not then looking down on Jesus the Nazarene?
所以在雅各书里面谈到教会一个很现实也是很不公平的一种的现象。
And in the epistle there's a mention of a very unfair practice in the church.
那些穿华丽衣服戴戒指进来的就请上座，那些贫穷的卑微的就坐在下面。
And those who come in splendid clothes, they were asked to sit on chairs, while those who look poor were asked to sit on the floor.
雅各说：“你们这样以外貌待人，这是基督徒应该有的样式吗？”
And James tells us, if you look at people based on their appearance, is this a good manifestation of a Christian behavior?
我们的主不是成为贫穷的人吗？
Did not our Lord become a poor man?
他不是要拯救那些贫穷的人，让他们在信上富足吗？
Did he not come to save those who are poor so that they can be rich in their faith?
怎么你们今天反倒欺压看不起贫穷的人呢？
Then how can you today look down upon those who are poor?
反过来说，富足人不是瞧不起你吗？为什么你还要去捧他的大脚，还去讨好他？
And on the other hand, isn't these rich people the ones who look down upon you? Why then do you still do them favors?
因此我们在信仰生活里面，
And therefore in our life of faith,
我们教会里富足尊贵的人并不是很多。
In our church, there aren't many who are rich and honorable.
因此有许多软弱、贫穷、卑微的，这却是我们应该要尊敬他们的。
But there are many who are poor, who are lowly. These are the people to whom we should show respect.
你尊敬他们，事实上就是尊敬我们的主。
Because when you show respect to these people, you are actually showing respect to His Creator.
你怜悯他们，你会得到神的祝福的。
And if you show them mercy, you shall receive blessings from God.
主耶稣讲的比喻更加的严重。
And the parable that the Lord Jesus spoke was even more severe.
也许严重到你都没有想到的。
It is so severe that you could not have imagined.
请看马太福音的二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
我们读三十四节到三十六节。
Verses 34-36. Matthew 25 verses 34-36.Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Verse 36. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
读到这里，我们一定会想，什么时候我们的主竟然是这样的处境呢？
When we have read of this, we will have questioned ourselves, when did our Lord ever end up in such a state?
就像这些义人所回答的。
Just like what the righteous have answered.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候看见你做客里留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿呢？
Verse 37, 38. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you?Or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you?
四十节，那王就回答。
Verse 40, the reply of the king.
我实在告诉你们。
And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you,
这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上了。
Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these of my brethren, you did it to me.
为什么我们不能够行出这些爱心的事情来？
Why are we unable to perform such acts of love?
因为我们看到这个人是跟我们没有关系的。
This is because we feel that this person is not related to us.
如果他跟我们有关系的，
If he's related to us in any way,
人家会责备你。
Then someone would have
他是你的亲戚，怎么你见死不救呢？
Someone would have rebuked you that you have not taken care of your relative.
因此你也会去伸出你的手来帮助他。
And therefore, you would have stretched out your hand to help this person.
但是跟你无关系的人，你需要这样的来去帮助他吗？
But if this person is unrelated to you, then would you have helped him?
我们就会装作不知道了。
Then we would have pretend that we do not know.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻的目的就是要告诉我们。
And the reason why the Lord Jesus spoke this parable,
也许这个可怜的小子与你无关。
Was that perhaps this lowly person has nothing to do with you?
可是你知道吗？
But do you know,
你坐在他的身上就是坐在我的身上。
When you have done this to him, you have done this to me.
那如果你不坐在他的身上，也等于是不坐在我的身上。
And if you have not done this to him, you have not done it to me either.
那 整个关键就不同了。
Then the whole perspective change.
你能不能够在这个小子的身上看见耶稣？
Are you able to see Jesus in this least of these of his present?
如果你看到这只不过是一个小子，也许是一个令你反感的人。
When you look at this person, you say, this is a lowly person, and perhaps he's someone you don't like.
你怎么会伸出怜悯的心来帮助他？
How would you have stretched out a merciful hand to help him?
可是你想起主耶稣的话。
But if you recall the teachings of Lord Jesus,
在这个小子的身上，你看到耶稣在那边等待，在那边观看，你怎么样的反应？
And when you see the least of this person, you see the Lord Jesus in him, waiting to see your reaction.
那这个时候，我们自然就会伸出这一种的爱心，这种的怜悯。
Then you have naturally stretched out your love and your mercy to this person.
所以爱心是在一个小子的身上能够看见耶稣。
And therefore, love is to be able to see the Lord Jesus in the least of his brethren.
因为只有主耶稣才能够让我们低头，也只有主耶稣才让我们愿意饶恕不计较。
This is because only the Lord Jesus can make us bow our heads and to make us count the depths of this person.
也只有主耶稣的爱才能够感动我们行出这种的爱来。
And only the love of the Lord Jesus can move us to perform such acts of love.
如果我们仍然是这样的硬心，仍然是那样的无情的话，
If we remain hard-hearted and unmerciful,
就像接下去王所说的那些左边不能够得救的人，
then we will have end up like the people whom the king said to on the left.
他们的下场就是到永刑里去。
And their end is in eternal punishment.
无情的人也要面对无情的审判呢。
Those who are merciless shall face merciless judgment.
他们真的被斧子砍下来丢在火里烧了。
And they shall be cut down by the axe and thrown in the fire.
所以如果我们要神对我们俯下留情，那么我们现在就应该要做一个有情的人，多怜悯人，多帮助人。
And therefore, if we want to receive mercy from the axe, we must become a merciful person, to show our compassion to others.
请看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 58,
第六到第九节。
Verses 6-9.
我们先读第三节到第五节。
Isaiah 58, verses 3-5. Verses 3-5. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you have taken no notice?In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your labors. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the feast of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast?And an acceptable day to the Lord.
为什么进士祷告却不蒙神的祝福？
Why did these people fast and pray but yet were not blessed by God?
到底什么样才是真正的进士祷告呢？
What then is correct fasting and prayer?
这些人这样的说。
These people said,
我们进士，你为何不看见呢？
Why have we fasted and you have not noticed?
进士乃是刻苦己心啊。
When they fast, they are actuallydepriving themselves of pleasure.
有谁愿意像我们这样忍着饥饿来进食祷告呢？
And how many people are like us who would endure hunger just to fast?
这样看起来，这一些人乃是属灵的人，看重属灵的事情，对吗？
Then it seems that these people are spiritual persons who has their mind fixed on spiritual things.
可是为什么却是惹神的愤怒？
But why then did they bring forth the wrath of God?
神告诉他们。
God answered.
他说：“看呐。”你们进士的日子仍然求利益，乐必人为你们做苦工。
In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your labors.
你们进士，但是一方面却是在那边互相增进，以凶恶的拳头打人。
Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strive with the feast of wickedness.
这样的进士能够得到神的喜欢吗？
How can such fasting be pleasing to God?
连旁观者都这么清楚说你这个是虚伪的。
Even the observers will know that you are a hypocrite.
以虔诚当作得力的门路。
And you have used piousness to look like to make money.
这样的进士怎么能够得神和人的喜悦？
How can such fasting find the pleasure of God and man.
所以第六节以下神就这样的说。
And therefore from verse 6 God said,
我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？
Is this not the fast I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to unload the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?
不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见侧身的给他衣服遮体，体恤自己的骨肉而不冤偿吗？
Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out?
所以禁食乃是要培养一种怜悯的心肠，一种的爱心。
And therefore we know that when we fast, we must develop a heart of compassion and love.
能够在神的面前悔改，能够遵循神的道理，施行在我们的生活上。
That we can repent before the Lord and also to manifest His teachings in our life.
所以禁食并不是表现自己的属灵。
And therefore we know that when you fast, it's not to manifest our spirituality.
而是祈求神帮助我们能够施行属灵的事情。
But on the other hand, it is to ask God to help us so that we can bring forth the spiritual things.
所谓属灵的事情，就实实在在的去帮助那一些软弱跟需要的人。
And when we say spiritual things, it is to help those who are weak and in need.
让他们得到自由，让他们得到和平，让他们得到饱足。
That they may be set free, they may have peace and they have their stomach filled.
所以禁食并不是趁机会减肥，乃是要除去我们那种自私自利的心啊。
And therefore, when we fast, it's not an opportunity for us to lose weight, but it is for us to get rid of our selfishness in our hearts.
所以约翰提醒这一些信徒。
And therefore, John the Baptist reminded these believers.
你要俯下留情吗？
If you want to be spared from the axe,
你要结出这个爱心的果子来。
Then you must bear fruits of love.
我们请看回路加福音第三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章十二跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13. Luke chapter 3 verses 12 and 13. Then the tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than what is appointed for you.
税吏的工作是虔诚的犹太人所讨厌的。
The work of the tax collectors were loathed at by the godly Jews.
本来税吏的工作也是一个正当的工作。
Actually, tax collecting is a proper job.
可是许多税吏却不忠心，借着这个工作的职分来敲诈，来贪污。
But many of these tax collectors were dishonest. They made use of their power to collect taxes so that they can make corrupt money for themselves.
那施洗约翰就对他们说。
And then John the Baptist told them,
你不必除去你的工作。
You don't have to quit from your job.
可是你却应该要改变你对工作的态度。
But you have to change your attitude towards your work.
除了列定的数目，不要多取。
Collect no more than what is appointed for you.
就是在你的工作上要忠心工作，不要再贪心，不要滥用职权。
In other words, in your job, you must be a faithful person and do not misuse your power.
有时候我们把教会跟世界分得很清楚。
There are times when we have segregated the church and the world very clearly.
所以在世界工作生活，那个是属世的事情。
And therefore, when you work in church, we think that it is a secular job, and therefore, we do it as we want to.
那如果来到教会，那才是属灵的，才是要遵守神的道理的。
And whenever we step into the church, this is a spiritual place, and therefore, we will obey God's teaching.
但事实上，我们的工作岗位也是一个见证神福音的地方。
But in actuality, the place of our work is a place where we can bear testimony for God.
如果我们在工作的岗位上能够忠心的工作，认真的工作。
If in our place of work we are honest and we work hard,
不但是我们的老板会赏识，我们天上的主更加会赞赏我们。
Not only will our bosses take note of us, but our heavenly Father will be pleased.
因为我们在这些外邦人的生活当中，我们见证了一个敬畏神的人是应该是怎么样的。
This is because as we live among the Gentiles, we have bear testimony to the behavior of a
那就归荣耀给我们天上的父了。
Of a godly person, and then these people would have given glory to our heavenly Father.
反倒如果在我们的工作岗位上，我们却表现得跟那些外邦人一样，甚至更惨过那些外邦人的行为。
But on the other hand, if in our place of work we are like the Gentiles or worse than the Gentiles,
那些人如果不知道你是基督徒，那还无所谓，大家都是一样嘛。
then if these people do not know that you are a Christian, then it doesn't matter because you are one of them.
They will
have made no special requirement of
you.
This is because we are people without teachings, we are people who do not fear God.
所以大哥也不用去笑二哥, 大家都是一样的。
And therefore, the pot will not call the kettle black.
但是如果他知道你是基督徒以后,
but if he knows that you are a Christian,
他就会说了, 你们这些信神的人也这样的吗?
Then he would say, you people who believe in God, you are like us.
请看提多书第二章,
let's turn to Titus chapter 2.
我们读第九节到跟第十节。
Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Verses 9 and 10. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, not showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things.
这里告诉我们做仆人的, 就是我们所谓打工的人, 有老板的人。
The servants or the employees here are exhorted
要顺服自己的主人,
to be obedient to their masters or bosses.
凡事要讨他的喜欢, 不可顶撞他。
To be well-pleasing in all things and not answering back.
不知道保罗是不是给这些老板买通了，竟然替他讲好话。
We wonder if Paul has been bought with money by these masters so that he speaks well for them.
他应该为我们这些工人说话才对啊，有多少个老板会对伙计好的？
Isn't he supposed to be speaking up for us servants and employees? How many of these masters or bosses are good to their employees?
但是通通的老板都是这样坏吗？
But are we sure that all bosses are bad?
我们通通做伙计的就是真的那么好吗？
And are you sure that all employees are good?
不要讲那些私人的恩怨或者是什么问题的发生的时候。
Let's not mention about those personal conflicts that may happen.
在一般上来说,
just talk about the daily
他是我们的上司, 是我们的老板, 那我们做伙计的, 我们对他有礼貌尊敬他, 这是很基本的礼貌啊。
They are our bosses, they are our supervisors. When we show respect to them, this is basic courtesy.
这并不是说要故意讨好他, 要捧他的大脚。
This is not meant to curry favor this person.
如果你存心是一样做的, 那不是你的礼貌, 那是你的手段。
But if you do it deliberately, then it is not courtesy, but a plan that you have.
如果我们做基督徒的, 连这个基本的礼貌, 互相的尊重, 顺服, 都不能够做到, 你还要谈什么其他的大事情呢?
If Christians do not have basic courtesy and are submissive to one another, then how can we talk about the bigger teachings that we have?
第十节说, 不可施拿东西, 要显为忠诚。
And verse 10 says, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity.
许多人在工作的岗位上不忠心, 甚至会贪心。
Many people are not faithful at their place of work.
所以我们在报章上看到许多身居要职的官员啊, 他们滥用职权, 贪污, 盗用公款, 那结果被抓到的时候, 真的是身败名裂。
And we see many high-ranking people in the organizations who embezzle money and have corrupt practices. When they were caught, they were removed of all their honor.
如果报章上再加上几个字, 这一个人是一个基督徒。
And if the newspaper is to go further to say that this person is a Christian,
虽然他没有讲这是哪一间教会的基督徒, 但是我们身为基督徒的, 我们看到了, 我们都感觉到羞耻。
Even if it's not mentioned which church he came from, as Christians, when we read such articles, we will be ashamed.
所以保罗提醒这些做工人的,
and therefore, Paul reminds these servants,
你们在工作上这样的尊心, 忠心, 那么凡事就尊荣我们救主神的道。
If you are faithful in your work, then in all things you adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior in all things.
所以工作岗位事实上就是一个见证神的地方。
And therefore our place of work is a place where we can bear testimony for God.
可以荣耀神, 但是也可以羞辱神的。
It's a place where we can bring either honor or shame to God.
所以我们在工作的岗位上也应当结出好果子来。
And therefore in our place of work it's important for us to bear fruit.
就好像月色, 做人家的工人的时候,
and a very good example is Joseph when he was a servant.
他是那么样的忠心,
he was a completely faithful servant.
也许你会说, 是啊, 他很忠心啊，可是忠心有什么好的下场？
And perhaps you will say, yes, he was faithful, but what good end did he have?
最后还不是给人家害了，抓到监牢里面去吗？
Was he later not framed and put in prison?
是的，约瑟不贪财，也不贪色。
Yes, indeed, Joseph did not desire for money nor for women.
他的确是对他的主人忠心耿耿。
And he was completely faithful to his master.
但是他主人却误会他，把他下在监牢里面受苦了。
But his master misunderstood him and thrown him into the prison.
忠心耿耿有什么好的下场？
And what good was it that he was faithful?
是的，表面上看起来是这样。
Superficially, it seems so.
但是你不要只是看到眼前啊。
But let us not look at only the things we can see.
你要看到后来怎么样。
We must look into the end of things.
人生重要的并不是现在怎么样，而是后来怎么样。
What is important in life is not what we have now, but what we have in the end.
地上的主人会误会他，可是天上的主人却真正的称赞他，祝福他。
The earthly master may have misunderstood him, but the master in heaven have praised him and blessed him.
那种的祝福才是真正的祝福啊。
And such blessing is true blessing.
所以我们不是做给人看，乃是要做给我们的主看。
And therefore, we do not do things to show others, but we show our Lord.
是要讨神的喜欢，不是讨人的喜欢。
We are here to gain pleasure of God and not of man.
那我们在工作上应该要忠心，表现出我们是一个基督徒的样子来。
And therefore, in the course of our work, we must be faithful so that we can display a Christian behavior.
我们请看回《路加福音》第三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章
Luke chapter 3
十四节
verse 14 Luke chapter 3 verse 14 Likewise the soldiers asked him saying And what shall we do? So he said to them Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely And be content with your wages
好兵丁问约翰那我们应该要结出什么果子来呢
The soldiers came and asked John what kind of fruit should we bear?
那约翰就告诉他们不要以强暴待人。
And John told them, do not intimidate anyone.
当时的罗马兵丁啊，他们有这一种的特权，可以叫那些老百姓替他们服务。
The Roman soldiers of the day had a special authority to require citizens to work for them.
当他指向你的时候那么你就很不幸的，你要为他服务，比如说替他背那个沉重的包袱走路。
If you are unluckily picked by them, you will have to work for them, for instance, to carry their luggage.
所以主耶稣说，如果有人强逼你走一里的路，那你就跟他走两里的路。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus tells us, if someone forces you to walk 1 mile with him, you walk 2.
怎么会有人强逼你走路的呢
？How can anyone force you to walk with him？
那你如果了解这个背景，就是只做这件事情。
If you understand the historical background, you would know that it refers to this matter.
对那些统治区的那些殖民地的人啊，罗马军兵的确有这个权利叫你替他服务的。
In the areas that were governed by the Roman soldiers had this authority to ask them to work for them.
不过也是有一个限制。
But there is a limit to this.
你替他背行李走路最多是一里的路。
If you are to carry their luggage for them, you walk only for a maximum of 1 mile.
当然，你心里会很不甘愿。
Of course, you will feel very unhappy in your heart.
为什么我这么样的不幸呢？被人家这样的欺负呢
？Why am I so unfortunate? Why am I being taken advantage of?
可是主耶稣说
，But the Lord Jesus tells us,
不要紧
，It doesn't matter.
你就跟他走多一里的路。
Why not walk another mile with him?
第一里的路也许是被强逼的，可是第二里的路是你甘愿的。
Perhaps the first mile was something that he forced you to do, but the second mile was out of your own willingness.
你想到这些兵丁也是要保卫国家，也是要作战。
If you think of these soldiers, they have to protect the country and to fight in wars.
平安的时候，他们好像享福，可是战争来的时候，却是他们要上战场的啊。
In times of peace, they seem to be enjoying themselves, but when a war breaks out, they are at the battlefield.
那你为他服务也是应该的。
And therefore, if you do your, you serve them, this is good.
那这你的心里就会比较快乐了。
And then you will be more at ease in your heart.
但是有许多的兵丁真的是不讲理的，滥用职权的。 甚至是欺负人的。
But there are many soldiers who are unreasonable. They have misused the authority. They bully people.
本来他们应该要保卫百姓，带给百姓和平。
Originally, they are meant to protect the citizens and to bring peace to them.
可是他们却是仗势欺人，做了很多不合理的事情，不合理的要求。
But they have made use of their power bully people and do many unreasonable things.
如果我们是这样被欺负的人，我们当然是愤愤不平了。
If we have been bullied by them, then we would have felt very indignant.
我们在世界生活，我们也会面对许多这种不平等的待遇。
When we live in this world, we will be faced with much of such unreasonable behavior.
有些人真的是仗着他的职位、他的权力来仗势欺人啊。
And some people would indeed make use of their power to take advantage of you.
而且真的是欺人太甚。
And they may have gone overboard also.
那我们以为这些只是发生在世界上。
And we think that these things only happen in the world.
其实也发生在教会里面。
But this can happen in the church as well.
所以约翰对这个信主的兵丁来说的。
And therefore, John told this Christian soldier,
如果你有这种的特权，但是你不要滥用你的特权，不要因此仗势欺人。
If you have such special authority, you do not use it unreasonably and do not intimidate people.
在教会里面真的也有这样的仗势欺人的事情发生吗？
But do we see such taking advantage, this behavior of taking advantage of others in the church?
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第十章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第十章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6. That no one should take advantage and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified.
不要一个人在这世上月份欺负他的弟兄。
No one should take advantage and defraud his brother.
这一类的事，主必报应的。
Because the Lord is an avenger of all such behavior.
我已经预先对你们说过，我又确切地束缚你们的。
And I have also forewarned you, and I testified.
那可见的这一类的事情一直不断地在教会里面重演啊。
In other words, such behavior has repeated itself in the church.
所以保罗已经说过了，但是现在又还要再确切地来束缚他们。
And Paul has reminded them before, and now again remind them.
我们读到第三节的时候。
When we read verse 3,
我们说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
就是每一个人都要晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守住自己的身体。
That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in the passion of lust.Like the Gentiles who do not know God.
那我们就读到这里。
We have read, we read to this point.
我们就觉得我们已经保守圣洁。
Then we think that we are already sanctified.
我们不像外邦人一样放纵情欲。
We are unlike the Gentiles, who give free rein to their desires.
这已经是神所喜欢的了。
And this is something that pleases God, isn't it?
我们没有做这些事情啊。
We have not done these things, have we?
但是保罗却把欺负人这件事情也包括在里面呢。
But Paul has deliberately included the taking advantage and defrauding of the brother.
把这些邪情恶意相提并论啊。
He has put this together with sexual immorality.
因为接下去第六节他就说了嘛，不要一个人在这个世上月份欺负他的弟兄。
This is because in verse 6 he says that no one should take advantage and defraud his brother.
尤其是像哥林多教会，那是最明显的例子。
And this is especially true to the Corinthian church. It was a very clear example.
他们实在是欺人太甚。
They have gone overboard in taking advantage of their brothers.
弟兄彼此争吵，甚至是告状，告到外邦人那一边去。
The brothers strive among themselves and has even taken themselves to court.
所以保罗就对他们说。
And therefore, Paul tells them.
真的需要这样做吗？
Do we indeed?Need to do such a thing?
真的要仗着你的势力或者法律的权力来处理这样的事情吗？
Are you going to make use of your power or the power of civil law to settle this matter?
我们不能够情愿让步，情愿吃亏吗？
Are we not ready to be taken advantage of and suffer?
我们不是兄弟吗？
Are we not brothers?
为什么做的事情却比那一些兄弟的做兄弟的更不如呢？
Why are we doing things that is not befitting for brothers.
这些事情都发生在教会里面。
And these things we know happened in the church.
也许我们没有用拳头来欺负人。
Perhaps we have not bullied others with our fists.
我们没有这种的暴力，我们都是斯文的。
We do not have such violence. We are all civil people.
可是有时候言语的暴力比这种行为的暴力更加的伤透人家的心啊。
But there are times when violence through words are even more hurting than violence through the fist.
而更常见的就是我们这些语言的暴力。
And much more common is the violence of words.
我们讽刺人，我们取笑人，我们背后重伤人。
We laugh at others. Talk about them behind their backs.
如果是事实，那还无所谓。
If the things we say are true.
如果不是事实，
it is still not so bad. But
这不是很可恶吗？
If these are not truths.
而这些事情却常常发生在我们的周围啊。
Then is this not deplorable? These are things that happen among us.
制造了许许多多的问题。
And these created much problems.
那保罗就警告我们。
And Paul warned us.
他说这一类的事。主必报应。
The Lord is an avenger of all such things.
因此我们应当求神帮助我们。
And therefore we must ask God to help us.
不要仗势欺人。
That we do not take advantage of others through our power.
不要诡诈说谎话。
We should not defraud our, speak lies.
而且要能够知足。
But at the same time, we must be contented.
约翰对他们说，自己有钱粮就当知足。
John tells them that if you have your own food, you should be contented.
事实上，许多的问题都是因为我们不能够知足而产生的。
Many of the problems are caused by our discontentment.
你会眼红人家。
You desire to have the things that others have.
你会做一个比较。
You compare yourselves with others.
为什么大家都这样的辛苦，可是他却得到这么好的待遇，我的待遇却是那么样的差？
Don't we all work equally hard? Why is he receiving better wages than me?
我也是一样的出力啊，我也是一样的认真啊，为什么他能够当官，我却还是要当小兵？
I work as hard as he does, but why is he now a high-ranking official and I a small soldier?
这些问题我们问的越多，我们的埋怨也就越多。
And the more such questions we ask, the more unhappy we become.
那就会自然产生许多的问题的。
And this would result in much problems.
所以约翰对他说，不管你的钱粮是多少，那既然有你的钱粮，你就以你所拥有的钱粮为知足，那就好了。
And therefore John tell the soldiers to be content with their wages, no matter how little it is.
不必去跟人家比较，也不必去羡慕人家，更不需要眼红啊。
There's no need to compare yourselves or to desire to be others. Do not be unhappy.
主耶稣为了这个曾经讲了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus has once spoken a parable on this matter.
请看约翰马太福音的二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
十一节到十六节这一段。
Verses 11 to 16.
这里记载许多工人埋怨这个主人。
Is a mention of many of the laborers who have murmured against the landowner.
十二节
，verse 12.
我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一个小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗
？These people said, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.
听起来实在是很不公平啊
！It sounds really unfair when we hear this.
我们做整天哦。
We have worked the whole day.
我们劳苦比他多。
We have borne the burden much more than they did.
他只是来了做一个小时。
They only came for 1 hour.
哪里有理由跟我们得一样的待遇呢
？How can they receive the same wage as we do?
但是主人怎么回答呢
？But what was the answer of the master?
十三节
，verse 13.
家主就回答其中一个人说
，He answered one of them and said,
朋友，我们有亏负你。你跟我讲定的不是一千银子吗
？Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?
我们已经讲定的，你也是乐意接受这个待遇的。
This has been agreement, and you have received this agreement happily.
我有亏欠你的吗
？Have I defrauded you?
拿你的走吧。
Take what is yours and go your way.
那至于后来的做一个小时，也跟你得到同样的代价，那是我情愿给他的。
And for the person who has just worked 1 hour and received the same wage as you, this is what I wish to do.
这个东西是我的，难道我没有权利要给谁吗？
This thing belongs to me. I have the right to give it to anyone, don't I?
那如果我怜悯他，那我给他多一点，这是我对他的同情。那你就因此而眼红吗？
If I show mercy to him and I give him slightly more than I give you, why should you be jealous?
所以十五节这个主人说。
And in verse 15, the master said,
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？
Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things?
因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
Or is your eye evil because I am good?
如果我夺取你的待遇，或者分把你的待遇减低，分给别人，那当然是我的不对了。
If I don't give you your wages or I reduce your wage just to give part of it to others, then I am no good.
可是我跟你所讲定的，我通通都给你了。
But whatever I have agreed with you, I have given to you.
我们必须了解这个道理。
We must understand this teaching.
要不然我们生活真的会充满许多的埋怨的。
Otherwise, our life will be filled with murmuring.
甚至会怀疑了主耶稣的慈爱，那么偏心。
We may even suspect, the love of God, and we say that He is unfair.
为什么那个人这么多的恩典， Why, 我却受了那么多的苦？
Why does this person receive so much blessings, but yet all I go through is hardship?
甚至你会想，我付出的比他更多啊， and you 为什么他却能够多得恩典呢？
And you would even tell yourself, what I have given is even more than he has. Why did he receive more blessing than I did?
那如果你这样讲的话，
If you say such a thing,
那从你的话里面来判断你，
We can see you through your words.
那你这样的热心，原来你是有一个目的，只是希望多得恩典，对吗？
And we'll know that your zealousness came with an objective. You wanted more blessings from God.
你用你的劳力来买神的恩典，或者换取神的恩典，是吗？
You have worked hard so that you can trade it for the blessing of God, isn't it?
因此当你得不到你所要的报偿的时候，你就埋怨为什么我还要这样的劳力呢？
And when you do not receive the things you expect, you would tell yourself, why then do I still work so hard?
那这样再想下去，那你什么样的劳力可以换到什么样的恩典呢？你配吗？
And if you think further, you will realize that what is the kind of labor that you can trade for the blessing of God? Are you worthy to receive?
我们不是因为感激神的恩典，只是尽我们一分的力。一份的责任来尽我们本分而已吗？
Aren't we just doing this because we are repaying the Lord and doing our part for Him?
就像我们对父母的孝顺，是因为想要得到他的财产和将来可以分多一点。
It is like, are we just showing filial piety to our parents so that we can receive more of their inheritance in the future?
如果分到少的时候，我们就埋怨甚至一直憎恨我们的父母。
And when we receive little of their inheritance, we would murmur and hate our parents.
那岂不是显明原来我们的孝顺是有一个目的？那这个还是孝顺吗？
Then would it not show that there's a hidden motive in our filial piety? Then can you call this filial piety at all?
所以有很多时候我们实在是看不清楚我们自己的心思意念的。
And therefore there are many times when we cannot read our own heart.
可是我们必须要学习。
But we must learn.
学习以我们现在所有的为满足。
We must learn to be contented with the things we have now.
那这样你会免去许多的埋怨，你也会减少许多的试探的。
And then you would have gotten rid of much murmuring, and you also have less temptations.
第一次世界大战的时候，有一个很有名的空军英雄，叫做里根佩克。
In the First World War, there was a very famous Air Force pilot by the name of Reagan.
那在一次的空战当中，他不幸被击落，那掉在海里面。
And in a battle in the skies, he was unfortunately struck down and he landed in the sea.
可是他竟然活了下来。
But surprisingly, he survived.
经过了21天，他终于被救到了。
And after 21 days, he was rescued.
这的确是一个奇迹啊。
And this was a miracle.
人家说你大难不死，你有什么感想呢？
And people asked him, "You did not die from such a disaster." What kind of thoughts you have?
他说是的，我的确有一个很大的感触。
He said, "Yes, indeed. This thing crosses my mind very much."
他说在这一次大难里面，我学到一个很宝贵的经验。
And this is thus disaster. I've learned of a very important teaching.
就是人生如果只要有清洁的水可以喝，有可以吃的东西可以吃，他就不应该再埋怨什么了。
That when we live this life, we have clean water to drink and we have food to eat, then we shall be contented.
我想他以后的人生一定是一个很快乐的人生。
And I believe that the the life after that day for this man was a happy one.
为什么我们那么样的不开心呢？
Why are we so unhappy?
为什么我们那么多的斗争，那么多的愤怒？
Why is there so much strife and anger in us?
是我们没有吗？
Is this because we do not have?
还是我们总是缺少那一点，缺少那一件？
Or do we always lack just one thing or one other thing?
只要有可以喝的水喝，只要有可以吃的东西吃，你就应该要满足，不要再埋怨了。
As long as we have drinking water to drink and we have food to consume, we should be content and not murmur.
保罗早就告诉我们了。
Paul has forewarned us.
有衣有食就应当知足。
If we have food and we have clothes, we ought to be content.
许多人一直在问，我知道知足啊，可是怎么样才叫做知足？
Many people ask, yes, I know about contentment, but what is contentment?
保罗说，有衣有食，那就应当知足了。
Paul's definition is, if you have clothes and you have food to eat, you ought to be content.
如果你在信仰上你很敬虔，但是你却不知足，你这个敬虔不安全的。
If you are very godly in your faith, but you are not contented,
你看到圣经上许多的先知、使徒，包括今天的传道人，为什么会跌倒呢？为了什么跌倒呢？
Then your godliness is in danger. Have you seen many preachers, prophets, and holy men? Or how did they fall?
不是因为贪财，不是因为贪色，不是因为贪名吗？
Was it not for their desire for wealth, for women, and for fame?
如果我们能够有衣有食就知足。
If we have the things that we need, if we have clothes and food, we ought to, and we are contented.
我们还会跌入这种的试探当中吗？
Do you think we will fall into such temptation?
敬虔加上知足的心才是大利啊。
Godliness together with contentment is great gain.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我们